This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert, because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
So good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
This is the stinking truth.
Final thought on the Bills, because Sean McDermott said going into their bye week, we're back basically to square one. Are they? I mean, you know, because that implies that it's more than just all the injuries. Is it, or is this?
Yeah,
still
I mean,
a team that-
I think you know, you always have to kind of look what his level of expertise is. And you made a great point on our radio show, and I don't give you a lot of credit because. And just because
I got to admit, I'm sitting up a little bit more straight now.
Yeah,
I
want to keep you humble.
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
said, you know, Sean Payton after the game, standing at the podium with a bunch of, you know, English reporters asking him questions, right?
Yes.
And he was just like, I mean, you want to talk about Debbie Downer, yes. Lip dragon,
dog
Eeyore.
Died, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah. My God.
After a win.
It was 11-9 win or whatever.
13-11.
Same thing. It's 13-11. It's a 2-point win. And he was just down in the doldrums. And you made a great point. You said, you know, if it was 30-28, it was a 2-point win, he'd have been happy because his offense produced 30 points.
Exactly.
But his defense was lights out, and he's just like slumping up to the microphone. Anybody here in London have any questions?
Thank
you know?
Goodness for our defense.
Yeah. So, you know, you look at Sean McDermott going back to square one, he's a defensive guy. Like, he's looking at his defense going, man, we are bad right now, and I got to get back to our defense being able to bail us out of some of these games when the offense isn't, like, it's complementary football. What do we got? Like, if the defense is struggling a little bit, we got to put a lot of points up offensively. If the offense is struggling a little bit defensively, we got to hold them back. So I understand that kind of we got to go back to the drawing board, square one. But I think when they get healthy, I think the Buffalo Bills will still be one of the top teams in the AFC.
Speaking of Monday night, watching the Bears play, and they've won three in a row now, and I'm curious, with all the time that you spent calling Lions games in the past, getting to know Ben Johnson, are you seeing the Ben Johnson effect taking hold in Chicago. Are you starting to see him put his fingerprints on what's going on there in Chicago?
I think one thing you saw for sure, getting his running back, DeAndre Swift, involved, that is so Lions-esque. And I think you get a little bit confused when you watch a team that's really dynamic of what makes them dynamic. Like in Detroit all those years, you saw Jared Goff completing, you know, a super high percentage of his passes. And you saw, you know, LaPorta making plays from the tight end position. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Williams, you know, making plays out there, the wide receiver position. And you saw the two running backs. And you kind of got to a point where you looked at them like, oh, man, they're just this spread offense that keeps the ball in the air. Man, they were a power run, nasty, control the line of scrimmage football team that had enough weapons on the outside to take advantage of what they really did well. And I think you saw or you have seen some of that. Now it's just a matter of, can you get Caleb Williams playing to a level that you can consistently win with? Because he's not there yet. He's just not. I think the other night he completed 58% of his passes. He is not there yet. And a lot of that has to do with what you were working with when you got him. Like if you look at throughout, and I'll go all the way back through his entire career, not that I watched him in high school or anything else, but we have now a contingent of players who are coming up through the program where their whole life has been 7-on-7 camps, right? And these 7-on-7 leagues. And it's all about passing. And it's all, again, about shorts and T-shirts and all those different things. And then you go to a place like, you know, you go to college, USC, or you know, where was he? Was he at Oklahoma before USC or wherever he was before USC, where all you're doing is playing off schedule? And you're not.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On schedule in any way, shape, or form, and it's about hold on to the ball, scramble around, get a guy that's more athletic than the guy that's covering him in the open and chuck one down the football field. And now all of a sudden you have to play disciplined. You have to play on time. You have to play on schedule. Your footwork has got to correspond to the route combination that you're throwing, and it's got to be picture perfect. And if anything is off, then the play is off. And that's not his strong suit. And I've talked to Ben Johnson throughout the offseason and in the beginning of the season and work in progress. And they have worked exceptionally hard, and he's got nothing but positive things to say about Caleb Williams. But there is a work in progress that is going on, and they are not anywhere close to where they want to be. They're nowhere close to where Jared Goff is when it comes to operating the offense. But remember, Jared Goff wasn't the finished product when he got to Detroit, and they thought so much of him in Los Angeles that they decided to get rid of him, right? And they had gotten to a Super Bowl with him, and they looked at it like, man, we got to a Super Bowl, but we're pressed against the ceiling, and unless everything is perfect, maybe if everything's perfect, he can get us there, but he can't get us over the top. And so they went and traded with Matt Stafford from Detroit and all this, that, and the other. But the bottom line is there's the work in progress that is going on right now. And it's not close to where it needs to be, but it's growing in that realm.
And it's not bad to be able to be doing all that growing with all that room for growth and potential and still sitting there at 3-2. You know, you're sitting there with a winning record.
Right. It's a good,
still feeling like there's a lot more that we can build.
I mean, it's a ton. I was looking at time to throw statistics this morning, and because I'm doing Justin Fields and the Jets this weekend. And Justin Fields, I was like, guys, he's got to be the longest time to throw in the National Football League, right? Wrong. You want to venture a guess? Who are the three quarterbacks? And I just gave you Justin Fields. There's two quarterbacks that take longer to throw the ball from snap to throw than Justin Fields.
Oh, boy. From
starting quarterbacks.
Starting quarterbacks.
From snap to throw.
To getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Who are the three slowest quarterbacks? One guy has been injured, so he's only got a couple of games. He's only got two games that might be an outlier, but he's in there.
Is Hurts one of them?
No.
No. I don't know.
It goes Caleb Williams with the longest time to throw statistic at 3.08 seconds. Then it goes Brock Purdy at 3.04 seconds.
Okay.
And then it's Justin Fields at 3.01 seconds.
Now, that's kind of a tough stat, though, isn't it? Because how much of that is just the quarterback holds onto the ball too long, or how much of it is the quarterback's really being afforded a lot of opportunity to sit back?
Yeah, and how much of it is the quarterback's athletic enough to hold the ball and scramble around?
Or has a nice, you know, offensive line creating a nice pocket for him.
Yeah, I think that all that stuff kind of comes out in the wash eventually, but – you know, when you start looking at guys that really know what they're looking at, are not sight throwers, like that is a general statistic that can mean a lot of different things. And, you know, I'm not a big stats guy. There's a lot that goes into that. But generally speaking, the average time snap to throw is 2.71 seconds. And 0.3 seconds in this league is an eternity. And so one of the things that you always think about is, man, how quick can we get the ball out of our hands and into the playmaker's hands? And I think one of the other things you have to think about is when you think about yak, like the yards after catch, how do you create yak? And yak to me is created by being on time and being accurate. And the best quarterbacks in the world will basically communicate defensive leverage with ball placement. So if I throw it, you're standing here and going, huh, and I throw it here to you, that's telling you, man, you've got defensive guy coming up from your, you know, left-hand shoulder that's about ready to take you out. I'm going to throw it over your right shoulder to have you spin into the ball, and then you can get me an extra 3 or 4 yards.
Yep.
So yak yardage oftentimes, from my perspective of being around this game for a long time and watching it, yak yardage comes from accuracy of quarterback putting it on receiver to communicate body language and leverage of the defense to say, if you turn to your inside right now, you're going to get an extra 4 or 5 yards. If I put it here, bam, tackle.
Right.
If I put it here and you got to go up and get it, then you come down and you got to regather yourself, bam, tackle. If I put it down on the ground on your shoelaces, I did a game last week with Jacksonville. So there were completions, but they were so inaccurate that I would venture to guess that Trevor Lawrence got almost 0 yards after catch because there were so many almost circus catches because of lack of accuracy from a dirty pocket. And those are things that you've got to concern yourself with. And those are places where Caleb, I believe, needs to grow. But I will say this real quick. I love that Ben Johnson is salty.
Yeah. The Troy Aikman stuff?
He had a reporter the other day ask him something on like at sideline, and he just got like after this, like he was like not too pleased with it. And the Troy Aikman stuff, and yeah, he is a
so Troy basically, for those who didn't see it, basically was kind of like, second guessing and critiquing this offense, right?
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
And when it was all said and done, like, they win and they get the win. And Ben Johnson was asked about it. He goes, yeah, I watched the game again with the sound muted.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to hear from Troy Aikman.
I don't need to hear from anybody. I like that about it. And as a player, man, you love that about your coach, right? Hey, man, like, you know, I may be the village idiot, but or my player may be the village idiot, but he's my village idiot. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to protect
him. Do you see the Dan Campbell influence on Ben Johnson now that he's a head coach?
Yeah.
I mean, Dan pulls it off a different way because he was a former player. But
right.
Do you see Ben Johnson in the capacity that he's in?
Yeah.
Adopting some of that Dan Campbell swagger.
I think the most important thing is for you to be authentically you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Ben Johnson was locked in his room in his office being a mad scientist,
mm-hmm.
and you really didn't get to see it very often. And you certainly, you know, there's not a lot of press conferences that way or whatever. I think you're seeing who he really is. That dude's a competitive cuss that loves football and really understands the game.
Salty about it too.
Oh, and I love it when you get a little salty.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new randoms it. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.